our great pleasure to welcome in Little Sweetness from the Cardinals. He is Ryan Williams. Ryan, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, thank you for joining us today. We do appreciate it. You've gone through a lot of disappointments in your young career. How do you feel about 2013 and starting over for a new head coach?
Well, as far as the coaching staff, man, I'm very excited, very eager, man. You know, I love how they're just taking over everything. Great vibes from all the coaches, man, and you know, with all the players, man, being around the coaches, you just really have no choice but to feel, you know, excited about this season, man, with everything we've been through in the past couple of years. And as far as myself, man, I feel good. I'm very excited, man. You know, rehab has been going great. You know, I finally feel like I can make a comeback to 100%, man. A lot of people don't even know the half of what I went through as far as a ruptured patella tendon. You know, so being able to, you know, get this rest and being able to have another year of recovery, man, because I honestly truly believe it is having a patella tendon, you need more than a year to come back, you know, especially at the position that I play. So, you know, I have had a lot of difficulties, man, and I wouldn't even say disappointments, man, because, you know, everything happened for a reason, and I'm still here, and, you know, I have another opportunity to show everybody what I'm capable of doing, and I firmly believe that I still got it plus more, so.
You know, some football players get hurt, and some people go, you know, well, that person doesn't really love the game. That person isn't going to try hard to come back. Everybody knows how much you love to play the game of football, and everybody knows how bad it must have hurt you to not be able to contribute yet as a member of the Cardinals. When you mention that, when people mention that they don't know half of what's gone down, give our listeners an idea of what you've had to go through and what you've had to deal with emotionally.
Well, emotionally, it was just tough, point blank. You know, when you got something that you love being taken away from you, you know, I always measure success by being able to wake up every morning and to be able to do something that you love, whatever it is. You know, if it's being a garbage man, if you love being a garbage man, and you got an opportunity to wake up every morning and do that every morning, in my eyes, you're successful and you're happy. You know what I'm saying? So that was taken away from me. So, you know, all my life since I was seven years old, you know, knowing nothing but football was taken away from me the first year, let alone the second year. But my second year wasn't as difficult because it was a shoulder. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that was a blessing in disguise. My first year was very difficult just because I got hurt in August. I didn't really start walking or doing any activity until about late October, early November. I didn't start running until mid-March, late March. You know, training camp was right around the corner, so I missed another year of OTAs, mini camp, and everything with the team like I did my first year because of the lockout. You know, and I, with not running for that long period of time, I didn't have my football legs up under me. You know, so it was a lot of complications with my body. You know, I was having back spasms. My hips was tight. Everything was just wrong with my body. So from March to August, it was like I had to really get those things fixed. But, you know, how fast can you really get your body fixed in that short period of time? So I wouldn't say that, you know, I was rushed because this is the game of football. And, you know, when you're asked to play, no matter if you're 60, 70, 80%, if certain people on the team feel like you're able to play, then you're going to play. You know, so with what I was capable of doing, I made it work for the games that I played in. But the game that I got hurt, I wasn't even really that sad, man, to be honest, because the first thought that came to my mind was that, okay, this is going to give me an opportunity to get my knee where it needs to be. You know, that was the first thing, because I knew I was going to be able to rehab my shoulder. You know, when you look at statistically running backs, people that play a skill position that have a patellar tendon rupture, it's very rare that they come back, and if they do come back, being the same that they were before. And I don't want to be that statistic, you know, so that blessing in the sky that I have gave me an opportunity to prove that I won't be that statistics. So, you know, I'm very excited, man. I've been working too hard, real hard, and I still got a lot of time left. You know, I was doing things after my second surgery with my knee. I was doing things around January, February that I couldn't even do during the season. So that goes to show you right there that, you know, it was a lot of things that my body couldn't handle and couldn't do, but I was still making it work on the field.
Ryan Williams, our guest right here on Extra Sports 910. Ryan, you know, going back to the injury, the first go around with the patella tendon, basically you dislocated your kneecap. I mean, when they gave you that strength test, and it may have been comparable to where your other knee was, did you ever feel confident that you were 100%?
Nah, I was never confident. You know, I was never confident at all, even when I was on the field. You know, I wasn't being myself. And as a running back, if you're out there scared, you already lost the battle.
Right.
And a lot of times I feel like I lost the battle, even though I did make, you know, some certain flashes and things of that sort. But with the knee that I had, you know, just imagine somebody when you rupture your patella tendon, your kneecap is in your thigh. You know, so imagine if I'm taking a toss or a pitch to the left side, the whole right side of my body is exposed. You know, and that was a scary feeling. You know, being in a sport that's as physical as football, you know, exposing your body like that when you're not confident and knowing you're not even close to 100%. So it was tough, man. It was tough, but you know, something that I just had to put to the side. You know, I did everything I could do to kind of relieve some pain before games and things of that sort and for practice, and I made it work for that short amount of time, you know?
Now, when it comes to your shoulder, I mean, it sounds like this injury is much more manageable than obviously the knee, and rightfully so. I mean, how do you feel now? I mean, you're able to lift weights. I mean, you feeling good about your shoulder now?
Oh, I'm repping 290 already.
Okay.
As far as the bench and everything. I'm not even worried about my shoulder. Shoulder is the least of my worries right now.
Ryan Williams, our guest right here on Extra Sports 910. I don't know if you noticed that preseason schedule, but you're due back in Green Bay this year.
Yeah. Hey, it was funny that you said that because I just had this talk with Jay on Friday. You know, he was just asking me how things are going, and I didn't even look at the preseason schedule. You know, and he was like, you know, we go right back to Green Bay, and that's where it all started, basically. So it was just one of those things where I just had a minor flashback, like, dad, you know, Green Bay almost shattered my career.
Right.
You know, I mean, it almost shattered my career. So, you know, I'm excited, man. You know, I'm not even going to think about it. I'm going to go in there and just do my thing. And I think it'll be a really big mental hump.
Yep.
You know,
I agree.
Once I get that game through and knowing what I've been through on that field, you know, and with that team, it'll be a really big mental hump. And, you know, I'm really eager to just show everybody that, you know, I can do this. And, you know, it's no, I can still do this because I was never gone. It was just a matter of letting my body heal like it needed to be.
Right.
So
now, Ryan, you're kind of a hardcore dude, but everybody who goes through the kind of injuries that you went through, now you got to get over them emotionally. Now you got to get over the worry that, oh my God, what if it happens to me again? How do you go forward into another season not feeling snake bit, not feeling like, oh man, am I going to get unlucky again?
Well, it's just one of those things where if it happens, it happens. I can't think about it. I'm a firm believer of everything happens for a reason, you know. And if it were to stop, you know, and something happens like that again, I'm pretty sure that, you know, my career would probably be done in the league as far as, you know, people giving me chances and things like that. Because, I mean, a second patella tendon tear.
Right.
You know, and if it's possibly in the same way, even though that's rare for it to happen,
sure.
If it does happen, you know, it's one of those things. But as far as just looking back on my life, I've accomplished a lot, and I've made it farther than a lot of people even thought I would have, and I made it farther than a lot of people in general. So, you know, I won't be as satisfied as I would like to be, but, you know, you gotta move on and continue with life, and, you know, I'm one guy that I want to be happier. So I'm sure I'll find something else in my life that's going to make me happy to the point where I'll be somewhat content, because football is all I want to do. But if I can't do it, I have to find something else. I can't sit there and dwell on it because I'm not that type of person that'll be unhappy.
All right, word on the street is you cut your dreads. Why the new look?
Well, to be honest with you, man, I felt like I was gaining female tendencies.
Say what?
Really? Like what?
Well, you know, when you see a female, you know, they have ponytails. They're maintaining their hair a lot. You know, my hair was getting really long to the point where, you know, it was close to the nipples on my chest.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if it got in my way, I had to flip it back. You know, things like that.
Sure.
And it really started weirding me out. You know, because I was just like, you know, females do this.
Right.
You know, I'm far from that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it was just one of those things where I really felt like I was gaining female tendencies. And it was just like, I don't want to be no pretty dude. You know what I'm saying? You look at me, be like, oh, that's a handsome dude. Nah, not.
Right.
He's pretty. You know what I'm saying? So I chopped him off, man.
There you go.
And how do you feel now? You got to get a new helmet?
You feel like a beast now, Ryan?
everything is new this year, man. New coaches, you know, new hair, new look, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, I've been working hard. This is going to be a new year, and I'm ready, for everything, man. But I feel good. The only thing that's different is that my head is cold a lot. You know what I'm saying? I feel a breeze a lot on my head, even when it's hot outside.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
something that, you know, that I have to get used to. But, yeah, I'm going to have to get a size smaller in my helmet. You know, but I mean, I'm ready for all the changes I got to do in my head, man. You know, I can't put them back in. So, you know, it is what it is right now.
Sky's the limit. Ryan Williams, our guest right here on Extra Sports 910. Ryan, do you remember your pro day at Virginia Tech, and do you remember Bruce Arians being there?
I do not.
Okay.
I don't even think I talked to him at that time. The only people that I really remember talking to, I had talked to Coach Tommy, of course.
Yep.
I talked to the running back coach from the Bengals. I forgot his name.
Mm-hmm.
And I had talked to Coach Studville, I think, or Studville.
Yeah,
I
from Denver. Yeah.
Yeah, I had talked to him. But I don't remember. I don't remember Coach Bruce.
All right. Talk about the competition now. They bring in Rashard Mendenhall. Bruce likes his running backs, it sounds like, to play all three downs, which you can play in pass protection. You can also catch the ball in the backfield. Just talk about having that 1-2 punch. I mean, because, I mean, obviously Bruce is familiar with Rashard, but he is also familiar with you and what you did in college, and he's excited about having both of you guys. But just talk about competition at that position.
I mean, of course it's going to be a battle. I mean, everywhere you go, you know, we're grown men. You know, we're all gifted with athletic abilities, and we're all capable of doing certain things. You know, it's just going to be one of those things where the best man wins. But I think as far as whoever's the starting guy is going to have to split time, you know, just for the simple fact that that's where the league is leading towards now. You know, splitting carries, sharing time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the number one guy is going to get the chunk, you know, most of the time. So, you know, it's just going to be a battle. But, you know, I'm very familiar with him. I'm actually a fan of his. I didn't tell him yet. You know what I'm saying? But he was actually one of my favorite backs watching. And I haven't told him. But, you know, I'm a fan of him. You know, and I admire him and, you know, and what he's about. And, you know, a lot of things as far as his thought process, you know. But he's a cool dude. You know, we've already hit it off. We hung out Saturday night, and he's a cool guy. So, you know, it's going to be competition, but it's going to be more of a friendly competition just because, you know, there's no ill feelings, and I actually like the guy. You know, so, you know, it's going to be the best man winning. Whoever is able to, you know, give this team a little bit more of that oomph on the offensive side in the backfield.
Plus, I mean, he's letting you keep 34, so he's moving on to a different number, so that's cool. Hey, let me ask you this. I know you're tight with Beanie, and Beanie obviously has gone through a whole lot with the surgeries and possibly the microfracture, and he's still looking for a job right now. When you look at a situation like that and you can learn from something like that and you apply it, it's amazing how fast things can change, though. Would you agree?
Right. It is, man. I mean, when you look at it, man, in my opinion, we play the most physical sport that's out here. You know, and, I mean, injuries happen, crazy injuries happen, injuries that you wouldn't even think that would happen will happen. You know, so it's just one of those things where you can't prevent it sometimes, you know. So you know, you have to move on, and if it's time for rehab, you have to work hard and get back, you know. But I think one thing that a lot of people don't understand is that you can't expect certain people or a lot of people to come back from certain injuries
in
the time that we're given,
mm-hmm.
because some bodies just don't work like that. There are a lot of performance enhancers out there, but they're banned. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So bodies do not work like that to the point where if somebody get hurt, you're expecting them to be back within less than a year doing things that they were doing before.
Yep.
You know, it's not normal. And I think that's what a lot of people get things mixed up. You know, a lot of people aren't, you know, fortunate enough to fly across season and get a lot of that technology and all that other mess over there that some people get done and come right back and be a new man, you know?
Yeah.
Weird things happen, man. So, you know, you just got to roll with the punches and hope for the best.
Well, I'm looking for you to come back like Adrian Peterson did last year. That's what I got planned for you, Ryan. Thank you, man. Great job today.
That comeback.
Yeah, that's a comeback, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a comeback, man. That's the plan, though, man. That's the plan.
All right, now, we also know it's your birthday, so happy birthday to you. How are you going to celebrate today?
Hey, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. I'm a big 23, man.
Big 23. All right, well, don't celebrate too much tonight, man.
I'm not, man. Appreciate y'all, though, man.
You got it. We appreciate you, Ryan. Great stuff today. Thanks so much, man. All the best to you.
All right, my man. Y'all have a good one.
You too.
Ryan Williams from the Cardinals. Like that guy. Like his attitude and his mindset going forward. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Bickley and MJ, Extra Sports 910.